In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today, I'm thinking that many times we act as orphans. Oh yes, and yet the scripture says in the 14th chapter of John, the 18th verse, "I will not leave you orphaned." But sometimes we just kind of get so down that we don't even have God. And that's a lie. That's a lie, because you have been ransomed by the blood of Christ. You have been ransomed by the blood of Christ. You are his, and he is yours. You are not an orphan. You are a son. You are a daughter. You are not an orphan. He shed his blood for you so that you might live. So that you might live. Live how? Live as a Christian. Live as a Catholic Christian, putting Jesus Christ first of all. Not anyone else, but Jesus first of all. He is our King, who makes us sons and daughters by his blood. So the scripture says, "I will not leave you orphans." Don't have an orphan spirit today. You're a child of God. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. I remember many years ago, we went to listen to some music in New York, and I didn't have the proper suit jacket. I had a jacket, but it wasn't the proper suit jacket, and they threw us out. And I thought to myself, they have no idea that they've just thrown out a son of God. They have no idea that they just threw out a son of God. Oh yes, I will not leave you orphaned. I won't leave you orphaned. Everything I have is yours, if all yours is his. I will not leave you orphaned. No, you do not need to think that you are alone today, because his Spirit breathes in you. The Holy Spirit, we need to pray in the Spirit so that we would crack those wells that are in the middle of our belly. We need to pray in the Spirit so we can crack those wells that are in the middle of our belly. The scripture says, "I will not leave you orphaned. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while you will see me. Because I live, you also will live." Oh yes. Are you living for Christ today? Are you living for the Lord Jesus Christ today? Oh yes, it's all about living for Jesus. Not about living for myself, living for Jesus. And you know, sometimes we can just get stuck, and we just so in on ourselves, orphan spirit, in on ourselves, thinking that poor me, when God has prepared a place for us, and not only a place for us, he has taken care of us all these years, and he's not going to quit now. He's not going to quit now. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Mary. I'm talking about Jesus. He isn't going to leave you or desert you. He is going to give you his life in the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come upon your people now. Come upon your people now. We need you. We're desperate for you. Yes, because I live, you also will live. Oh, hallelujah. On that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Jesus is in the Father, and you are in Jesus, and Jesus is in you. Oh, yes. The Blessed Trinity resides in your broken heart. Oh, yes. You can call upon the Holy Spirit at any time. Oh, yes. He is the Paraclete. He is the one who fights for us in the Spirit, not with God, but against the enemy. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. I love Jesus. Have you told them today that you love him? I love you, Jesus. Have you told them today that you belong to him? I belong to you, Jesus. Have you told them today that you're a son or a daughter? I'm a son, Lord Jesus. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. He who keeps my commandments will keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father. The Father loves you. The Son loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. The Trinity dwells within the hearts of believers. We are like tabernacles of the Most High God. The Trinity dwells within us. Yes, he does. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. Oh, how we need revelation, that Jesus Christ would reveal to us what we need to know. Many years ago, before Cardinal Sean came here, the Lord had revealed to me that he was going to come to Boston and be our archbishop. And I said it to somebody, but he was shipped to Florida. I said, still, the Lord told me he's going to be the Archbishop of Boston. And from Florida, immediately, he came to Boston. Oh, yes. Revelation. I will reveal myself to people. He wants to reveal himself to you. You who don't know who he is, he wants to reveal Jesus to you. Larry King was on television once, and what he did was he said, if I had a chance to talk to God, I'd ask if he had a son. If he had prayed that, show me if you have a son, God would have shown him. But he was being big for his pants, you know. Big for his pants. God has a son, and God always had a son. His son came into this world and was made flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Oh, God has a son, and his son is wonderful. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? That's real. That's real. He has destined to reveal himself to you. You are called to preach to the world so that he might be revealed by people in the world. What do you think I have this radio broadcast for? To make my name great? I don't have a great name. I have the name God gave me, which is wonderful. I did not do this radio ministry because I wanted to be great. I did this radio ministry because so many Catholics do not know their faith, do not know the scriptures, do not know the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh no, so many Catholics are without wisdom, so many. So what do? I preach and I tell people that you're wonderful in Jesus. You're a son in the Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. His blood made you the son. Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word. Do you love him today? I love him. Are you going to keep his word? And my Father will love them. If you love Jesus, the Father will love you. And we will come to them and make our home with them. That home is in our hearts. In our broken hearts, the Blessed Trinity resides, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. Jesus preached by revelation all that the Father showed to him. Jesus preached by revelation all that the Father showed him. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. The Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the lawyer, never loses a case. He's for you. He's for me. He dwells in you. He dwells in me by the grace of God, by the grace of God. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all that I said to you. Do you know that the Holy Spirit reminds us of what Jesus says in the Gospels? This is real. This is real. Peace I leave with you. That's shalom. And that means not only peace, but health, money that we need, that God provides for us, our daily bread. Jesus gives us everything. We are so blessed, so blessed. Shalom, I leave with you. Health, prosperity, everything that God is good gives to us, I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. That's a word that we need to hear. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You're not an orphan. You're a son of God. You're not an orphan. You're a daughter of God. If you've given your life to Jesus, oh yes. Everyone isn't a son of God. I don't care what people say. We're all sons of God. No, we're not. To those whom he loves and have given them his life, I gave my life to Jesus in August of 1968. Oh, yes, I became a son at baptism, but that was ratified in August of 68 when the Holy Spirit came upon me. I wasn't even knowing there was a spirit called the baptism of the Spirit, and yet that's exactly what he did to me. He baptized me in the Holy Spirit. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. Oh, please, you have nothing to fear. Only God loves you. You are his treasure. We just recently was told that somebody was going to go to court and may go to jail. And I prophesied that it would be thrown in the bucket. The case would be thrown in the bucket. And you know what? It was thrown in the bucket. They let him go. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. Because the Father is greater than I. Now, why does Jesus say that? He's God. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, becoming the form of a slave. So Jesus speaks as a slave, that the Father is greater than he. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk to you much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded, and so that the world may know that I love the Father. I love the Father. I love the Father. Do you love the Father? Do you love Jesus? Do you love them? Do you love the Holy Spirit? Do you love God? Do you know that he's in your heart? Oh, yes. Rise, let us go on our way. The 15th chapter of John. I am the true vine. Jesus is the true vine. And my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Oh, yes, we are on the vine, and anything that does not produce fruit, he prunes away. Yes. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. You've been cleansed by the word of God. You've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. You've been cleansed by the Holy Spirit. You've been cleansed by the love of the Father. You've been cleansed. You don't have to walk around with that experience that you had an abortion and God doesn't love you. I tell you, go to confession and get forgiven, because you've been forgiven by the Lord already. Oh, yes, I'm all for pro-life, and I'm all for telling people who have had abortions that God loves them just as much as he loves me, and that he wants to forgive them for what they did. Oh, yes, not many people talk about abortion. Not many people proclaim the unborn. I always talk about it. Why? Because it's the crime of the century, the killing of God's children in the womb. And maybe you've had more than one abortion. I'm telling you, there's forgiveness for you. There's love for you. You're no longer a slave. You're no longer a slave. You're a child of God. Go. Go to confession. Confess your sins. And leave there knowing that you've been forgiven by the blood of Jesus. I've often told you, Catherine of Siena said, when I go to confession, I go under the blood. These saints knew what they were talking about. These saints knew what they were talking about. Abide in me as I abide in you. Abide in Jesus. Abide in the vine. If you take a branch from the vine, it dies. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. You know, the same Holy Spirit that flows through the vine flows through the branches, flows to you, flows to me. Oh, yes, the Spirit of God that flows through the vine flows to the branches also. And I will, those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. What do you mean by fruit? People. Bringing people to the Lord. We just came home from Florida, and Anthony was sitting next to a man, and he asked the man if he could pray with him. And the man accepted Jesus that day. Anthony's producing fruit. Oh, yes, I want to produce fruit, too. Have you given your life to Jesus? Do you know that you're loved? Do you know that you're not an orphan? Do you know that God has something great for you? Oh, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. I know the plans I have for you. Oh, yes, because apart from me, you can do nothing. That's true. Apart from Jesus, I can do nothing. I can't even open my water jug apart from Jesus. How I am in need of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, I am in need of a Savior. And he comes into my life as Savior. He bled for me on the cross. He became my Savior. He bled for you on the cross. Not too many people talk about the blood, but I do. I talk about the blood. I want to talk about the blood because it is the blood that cleanses us from sin. The blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch that withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown in the fire. It sounds like hell to me. If we don't abide in the Lord, connect to the vine, we're going to be taken away and thrown to the fire. You don't need that. No one needs to be in hell. They just need to bend their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what they need to do, to bend their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. If you abide in Jesus and his word abides in you, ask for whatever you need and it will be done for you. Oh yes, we've been praying for the presence of God to come. And you know what? He's coming. I've experienced it today. My little friend Francesca is praying for me that I would experience the presence of God more. And you know what? Today it happened by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God. Listen to this. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. The love of God, the Father for Jesus, is the love of Jesus for us. This is the only verse you need to live on. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, we need to keep the Lord's commandments, the Ten Commandments, and that we love one another as Christ has loved us. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be complete, or my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. Jesus is joyful on the night before he dies. This is the same night that he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you. Oh God, send joy to us. We need joy, Lord. We need to be filled with joy. Oh yes, at St. John the Baptist and St. Joseph, we have a word that says joy. J, Jesus first. O, others second. Y, yourselves third. Oh, yes. That's what brings joy. We put Jesus first, others second, and ourselves third. This is my commandment. What is your commandment, Lord? That you love one another. How? As I have loved you, even unto death. My commandment is that you love one another, even unto death, as I have loved you. Jesus died for us, and he loves us. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's exactly what Jesus did. He laid down his life for you, for me, for all. Oh, yes, he laid down his life for all, for you, for me, for Larry King. Oh, yes, but Larry King doesn't know it. If Larry King would only say, Lord, show me if you have a son, the Lord would. I know it. I know it. I know it. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends. You're friends of Jesus. Friends of Jesus. Not an orphan, but a son, but a daughter. You're friends of Jesus. Do you know that today? Oh, he's a friend that I have. He's more than a friend. He's my love. He's my love. And I love him so much. But you know what? There's room to love him some more. I want to love him to the nth degree by the grace of the living God. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. As the Father has loved me, Jesus said, so I love you. As the Father has loved me, Jesus said, so I love you. As the Father has loved me, said Jesus, so I have loved you. And that's real. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.